So if somebody's thinking about getting into safety, what would you tell them?
Don't.
Why? Everyone says that about their own career for some reason.
It's a big commitment. And it's funny because we'll go to a job site where there's 250 people and I'll get five people the first day that come up and say, hey, I want to be safe. Okay. Give the safety meeting tomorrow. No. Why?
Why?
Why not? I can't talk in front of people. Okay. Why do you want to be safety? Because if you can't get up and talk in front of a crowd, you're not going to be able to do it.
Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers Podcast. My name is Stacy and I am your host. In my upcoming chat with Thomas Delano of MMR Group, he gets to the heart of why so many safety professionals do their jobs. Specifically, Thomas talks about the exciting aha moments workers have when they learn something and think to themselves, this could get me home safely. Listen to my chat with Thomas about how he helps people before they have a problem.
All right, Thomas, I love that you were voluntold to do this.
I get voluntold to do a lot of things in
safety. I love this about you. Yes. So what is your, okay, if you could name your biggest passion in safety, what would it be?
Biggest passion in safety. Biggest passion, I would say, is honestly when people get that look in their face where they actually understand, you know what? This can make a difference. This can make me go home a better person, maybe, or maybe this can make me go home safer. You know, I'm going to go home better than I was when I came in the gate. That's my favorite time.
Okay. Why do you even care about safety? Did you care as a kid? Did you care as an adult? Like,
that's a good question. I really couldn't even tell you when it started. I've got a long and weird history when it comes to careers. I started off straight out of college. I went to work for the YMCA, working in residential summer camps. After that, I worked at a special needs camp just up the road in Rockport. And after that, I became a licensed paramedic and did that for about 7 to 10 years. And after that, I got into safety. So it's always been something that I wanted to help people, I guess I could say.
Okay.
And after doing it with EMS for so long, I wanted to get to a point where we can help people before they have the problem.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. It makes sense. So are you still doing the EMS now?
No. On occasion, I still get to teach the CPR and first aid classes and stuff like that. I hate to say it, but if there is an emergency situation at work, I try to jump in and help out just if I see somebody. Because a lot of times when we go to these areas, they have really good trained people, but they've never been in an emergency situation.
Sure.
So it's kind of a scare moment. They don't know what they're doing.
They freeze and you run.
So
towards
after I've already done it enough, it's like, hey, how about you do this?
Okay.
Or how about we do this and, you know, we can help out in that situation. So
that's really good. So what is your role now?
Currently, I am an HSE coordinator. I am a roaming coordinator, which means I visit all the sites that we have where we don't have a full-time safety there that's 24/7 or anything else like that. So smaller job sites where we have 8 to 10 guys, maintenance crews, and everything else like that, pretty much all over the area.
Do you have a memory or something that sticks out to you that happened that maybe changed you, or there was something that happened to someone else that sticks in your mind?
As far as
safety or somebody that was hurt that could have been prevented.
That could have been prevented. Okay. So Jake actually referenced it when he was talking about saving somebody. I'll bring that one up a couple of months ago because we were talking about.
So you saved a life.
Yes, and
whatever.
It was slightly overblown, but
you know, it's okay. Let's just be like, let's, you know, pat ourselves on the back because I think that's wonderful. Amazing.
But no, there was a situation. So we were at a facility, and I don't want to name any names or anything else like that, but there was an individual that wasn't with our company that went into diabetic shock really bad. His blood sugar completely dropped out. He'd worked the entire night shift, hadn't had his medication, and he went into a seizure. we alerted the facility medical team, and when we got the facility medical team there, there were three of them, and they were all PPE'd out. They had their gloves and their jump kits and everything else like that. And the lead guy looked at me and said, "I'm not really sure what to do here." So I was able to, okay, well, how about we take a blood sugar? We can get some vital signs. Hey, look, his blood sugar's at 22. That's way low. Okay. Do you have anything as far as oral glucose? Okay, let's go ahead and get some vital signs.
Yes.
You know, just get the situation moving in the right direction.
Right.
So we can get that guy the care that he needs.
Right. And that can be prevented.
It can't. It's, and like I said, it's one of those things where if you haven't been in the situation, I can totally understand where you blank out. It happens to everybody. It happened to me in EMS. You know, it's happened to me in different situations too. So I understand where they're coming from. And when I can recognize that, it makes me feel good that I can jump in and actually help somebody.
So when you go to work every day, I mean, is it the safety that excites you? Is it the structure of it that excites you? Is it like what part of it fills your cup as
people,
a person?
It's the people. It's okay. Not really the safety point of view, because when I'm doing safety, I actually stop and get to know people. So it's, I don't want to say I have the easy job, because I don't have to complete a certain job task or something. I can actually have conversations with everybody. So I get to hear about who had a kid, who's getting married, you know, what situations are going on in their life. You know, their kid just graduated high school. You know, oh, I got into an argument with my wife. Oh, maybe you should buy her some flowers. You know, people tell me,
yes.
they come to me with, it's not just their work problems. They come to me with their life problems too. And that's just, I don't even tell people I'm safety. I just tell them I'm a life coach for a bunch of 30-year-old men.
Right?
So,
yes, you are.
I enjoy getting involved in people's lives. And with technology in this day and age too, it's not just the 9 to 5 either. You know, I get the calls at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, can you help me here? You know, what would you suggest that I do? And I love that. I absolutely love being able to interact with those guys and them seeing me as a person to come to for them.
Wonderful. So if somebody's thinking about getting into safety, what would you tell them?
Don't.
Why? Everyone says that about their own career for some reason.
It's a big commitment. And it's funny because we'll go to a job site where there's 250 people, and I'll get 5 people the first day that come up and say, "Hey, I want to be safety." Okay. Give the safety meeting tomorrow. No. Why?
Why?
Why not? I can't talk in front of people. Okay, why do you want to be safety? Because if you can't get up and talk in front of a crowd, you're not going to be able to do it. And
it's more than they think it is.
Yeah, and it's funny because some people, I don't ever hear from again, and some people have actually attempted, and we've coached them through it and everything else like that, and some of them have made it into safety too. So when we get to those positions, that's fun.
Who would be successful in safety? What do you think?
I don't know who would be successful in safety.
What kind of attributes do they need?
The person that cares more about the individual than about the job. If you care about the person that you're working beside versus what the bottom line is, that's going to be a successful person regardless of what they're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So much. It's so good to meet you. And you're
nice
just
to meet you too.
Got a great energy about you. I appreciate
you.
Thank
you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for joining us on the Safety Storytellers Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Sospis, bringing you the best EHS software in the industry. If you are ready to learn more about how an EHS software can transform your safety program, your profits, and your entire company, head to www.sospis.com/podcast. That's www.sospes.com/podcast. We'll see you next time on the Safety Storytellers.